Every job in the wheel sometimes wants to straighten the thing all day long. And in that sense, the delegate.
I will finally learn your job. No,
the guy wouldn't have to be right on. You take an electrical minister, he doesn't have to go to every job every day and say that.
Well, hell, we had one electrical administrator for the whole LES system, didn't we?
Yeah.
And he lives in Washington.
What else is in there? But it seems to me that, you know, no matter how big or how small a contract is, you have some guy responsible for a greater segment of his operation. If he's qualified, he knows full well how the job should be accepted. You can't protect people against ignorance.
No, I know that.
I got a ticket the other day. My crew did in Fairbanks from the Grayscale. They're not having a bumper on a dump-fed truck. And he asked him, what the hell is that for? He said, protect four car drivers driving under your damn truck. You know, that gets pretty ridiculous. You can go in from the side and tell himself, you can't from the rear. State police, unfortunately.
Yes.
My recommendation is really take a good hard look at what the objectives of the whole thing are. Narrow them down really to who is what, why, and when. Sometimes it feels like a typical governmental political situation where everything just gets out of hand immediately.
Well, that's what I intend to do with the resources I have. In other words, I don't want to be, I want to try to do a decent job in one area. Now, like the state of Washington, like the certificate of fitness that the gentleman mentioned back there, a whole series of them, and that would just make that much more office work for us and less, this being a new state, hell, I find all kinds of things, having worked outside in other states with the laws here that just seem, you know, outmoded and don't nearly cover the whole area, but I suppose as the state goes along, it will refine those things and refine them more.
Well, I look at a copy of the law here, and nowhere in here does it really tell me exactly what we're trying to protect somebody from.
Well, it didn't tell me either, and that's what I'm trying to find out.
Tell you what happens to you if you don't comply with it.
Yeah.
That's why it fits.
Well, I'm as confused as I was when I got here, but I will be notifying everybody that signed up. We will hold hearings, and there'll be plenty of time. During the hearing, I mean, the length of the hearing won't be short. If anybody's interested, they'll have something to say. We accept written comments and suggestions and criticism, and all those things are considered. And it's not you're not going to get landed with something you don't want, because as I said earlier, when we're obviously out of line, as we were on the regs that were written by my predecessor, and I tried to get them enacted, we just stopped everything cold there, and so I guess that's the bottom line.